So I am looking at the news sources pretty much every single day, doing prep for the home run. And for the last week or so, all I've seen on pretty much every single platform is the fact that South Africa appears to be in a gambling crisis. Every single platform is talking about it. I didn't know that this was a major issue. I didn't know why it would be worse than it would have been a couple of years ago, but apparently that is the case. So to get to the bottom of this, we are chatting this afternoon to Ms. Sonia Maphosa. She's Assistant Manager for Social Services at the South African Responsible Gambling Foundation. Sonia, thanks for being with me this afternoon.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you for having me.
So, Sonia, let's start with this big picture. How bad is this gambling crisis in South Africa? What's driving it? Is there, in fact, a crisis?
The gambling problem in South Africa is quite serious. I think with the significant increase in online gambling and sports betting, so I think the root causes are very, very much big. You know, you can't really pinpoint one thing. We can say it's all the other socioeconomic factors, but there's also individuals that have a gambling problem and they are well off in life, you see. So you can't really pinpoint to say this is the reason why, but obviously the major reason being unemployment, you know, the fact that people don't have a source of income is the reason why we have a big issue in terms of gambling in South Africa.
You know, Sonia, I don't pretend to know anything about this issue whatsoever. I'm so surprised by that answer. I would have thought if you don't have employment, the last place you're going to be is in a casino or online betting, because it's just so stacked against you. But I suppose I'm privileged and I've never gotten to experience, thank goodness, that side of life. Does desperation drive that kind of behavior? If you don't know where your next meal is coming from, do you go online to try and win it?
Absolutely. You know, we are sitting with individuals that have lost hope. They've tried applying for jobs, and they've tried, you know, starting small businesses, but they failed, you know. So now they found this one thing that is, that seems convenient to them, you know. So they started gambling as innocent fun, harmless fun, but it sooner then becomes a problem. But these are individuals that are unemployed, yes.
So then in terms of characterizing the most vulnerable groups, it's the demographic would be those who are economically vulnerable.
Not only limited to that, groups that are most at risk of developing a gambling problem can include young adults, you know, between the ages of 13 and 14 years.
No way.
They're mostly likely to engage in online gambling and sports betting simply because now it's literally in the palm of our hands, you know, so it's easily accessible. It's easy for us to buy a voucher and start gambling. Low-income individuals as well. Because they're trying to make, you know, other means of making enough money so that they can sustain themselves in this economy. And then those also experiencing significant life events such as, you know, separation, retirement, injury or death of a loved one are also or can become at risk of a gambling problem.
Yeah, I never thought about this. The fact that every kid between 13 and 14 has a smartphone in their hand and access then to online betting, it just never occurred to me. But you've got to have funds to be able to place the bet. Are these kids, do they have access to funds?
Unfortunately, yes, because buying a voucher needs as little as 10 rand. So you don't have to need 100 rand or even more to buy like a voucher. You can have as little money as you have. You can just buy a voucher and gamble. And it's so unfortunate that not only the 18 to 14 year olds, but we have found that also minors are engaging in gambling.
Oh, goodness.
You know, they use their parents' IDs to create profiles and gamble.
So is there any way to quantify this? I mean, do you know for a fact that it's got worse over the last year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? Can you, how do you measure this?
So currently, we are still working on research to find out the prevalence of gambling. But what I can utilize now is the stats that was released, that 54% of household income is spent on gambling. So
Oh my
that's
goodness.
yes, that's the numbers that I can share for now. But the last time we did a research, it was way before, I think it was back in 2010, before online gambling was introduced. But from what we found the last time, I think it was about 10%, but I'm sure now the number has tripled. It's even more than that.
No wonder then that this issue is plastered on every single platform. This is an epidemic. This just isn't a problem. In terms of what gambling addiction actually does to somebody's life, socially, financially, emotionally, what's your opinion?
So gambling involves an exchange, like wagering money or anything of value. So definitely, if someone is engaging in gambling, they're going to have financial problems such as debt, bankruptcy, and financial instability. Obviously, they'll have relationship breakdowns because it tends to make you lie a lot. You know, if you were a bad breadwinner at home and the next thing you're no longer delivering, obviously you're going to have some conflicts with your wife, your family, your kids that are looking out, that are looking up for you, you know, so you're going to have strained relationships with your family and friends. Moreover, there's mental health issues, such as depression, anxiety, and suicidal tendencies. Above all, gambling is a mental health issue.
So we've recognized the problem. Now let's talk about what you can do about it. What kind of real help exists out there for people who've fallen to the addiction, and what does your organization do?
Yeah. Okay. So the South African Responsible Gambling Foundation provides support to individuals that are having the gambling problem, or individuals that are affected by the individual that has a gambling problem. So we offer family referral. We offer self-exclusion. We offer a support group every Saturday that forms as part of our relapse prevention. But all our services are free of charge. So we offer free treatment and counseling to the individuals. They need to attend a total of 8 sessions, 1 session per week, and they get the privilege to be allocated a therapist that is closest to where they stay so that they can go and have their face-to-face sessions. But all our sessions or all our services are free of charge. I'd like to emphasize on that part. And they can reach us on our toll-free counseling line, which is 0800-006-008.
You know, I'm thinking just like alcoholism, you first got to recognize that you have a problem and then acknowledge that you need help. I would imagine for many, many gamblers, they don't think that they do have a problem.
Yeah, it's quite hard for individuals to accept that, you know, they do have a problem, even if they found themselves in dire situations whereby they've lost literally everything in life, but they still in denial, you know, and
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, it's hard to assist someone who doesn't know they have a problem, you know. But as soon as you do accept that, yes, I do have a problem, it's easy for us to, you know, provide you the best support as we can.
Sonia, maybe from your vantage point, you're able to alert us to like the warning signs that we should look out for with family, friends. Are there any?
Yes, absolutely. So if the following warning signs that I'm going to share occur in a period of 12 months or more, then it's a sign that an individual has a gambling problem.
Yeah.
So if you see, you know, a pattern of increased spending more time and money on gambling, or an individual finding themselves chasing their losses, trying to recoup the losses by betting more, you know, lying and deception, just so that you can conceal your gambling. You don't want anyone knowing that you gamble, you know, neglecting your responsibilities, ignoring work, family, or social responsibilities, you know, and, you know, having relationship problems. That is a sign that, you know, maybe you might need to stop or cut back your gambling.
I'm going to leave it there this afternoon because I'm out of time, but I would love for you to please repeat that number of your foundation if anybody needs help. What's that number, please, that they should call?
Okay, so our toll-free counseling line is 0800-006-008, 0800-006-008.
Sonia, thank you for your time this afternoon. That was sobering, to say the least.